Lesson number 38, Listening Comprehension. Part 1, Photo. Number 1, look at the picture marked number 1.
A.
They're checking the directory.
B.
They're paying their fare.
C.
They're promptly boarding the train.
D.
They're using the remainder of their ticket.
Part 2. Question response. Number 2.
Why is the fare to London so high?
A. Because this is a deluxe train. B. The weather in London is unusually fair. C. We already said goodbye.
Number 3.
Do you think the train will be punctual?
A. Yes, it's always fun to ride the train. B. No, it will be several minutes late. C. Everything functions well.
Part 3. Short conversation. Numbers 4 through 6 relate to the following conversation.
According to the directory, the next train to New York leaves at 10. Do you think it'll leave punctually?
I think so. The trains have to operate on time or people won't want to ride them. I see here that the 10 o'clock train arrives in New York at 1:30. That's a relatively short trip.
But it's long enough for me to get hungry. Let's buy some snacks now so we'll have something to eat on the trip.
There's no time. It's almost 10 now, and we have to buy our tickets before we get on the train or we'll pay a higher fare on board.
Part 4. Talk. Questions 7 through 9 relate to the following recording.
People often ask if the higher fares charged on the new high-speed trains are offset by the savings in time. The answer is yes. In fact, the duration of a high-speed train trip in some cases is not much more than a plane trip, and the fare is always cheaper than a plane ticket. Unfortunately, these trains operate out of far fewer cities than do planes and the traditional slower trains. On the other hand, all tickets on high-speed trains are first class. This means that your fare entitles you to a deluxe ride in a comfortable seat from which you can enjoy the scenery as it moves past your window. Unlike first-class plane tickets, however, meals are not usually included in the price of your train ticket. You have to pay extra for food.